Hello, my name is Nicole, and thank you so much for taking the time out to listen. Today, I am reading out of my book, Tell Me, Mother, You're Sorry, Chapter 3, No One is Perfect But God. I would never do such a thing. I'm a good person. You are right. You are a good person. You are never wrong, Mom. You are a perfect mother. You are always so beautiful. You did well raising me. You are the best mother. You are so wise. There are daughters and sons who got it right, worshiping their self-absorbed mothers. They played the game and got rewarded, but others didn't, and so they suffered the consequences. Adoration, respect, love, and whatever else you might call the showering of compliments on a mother who isn't all that she pretends to be, is expected from her children. These idol-worshipping sons and daughters will esteem their moms not in a way that honors them, but makes them like a god in their lives. Some don't want to behave in this way, but they do it because they are trained and don't want to suffer the consequences if they don't. You know, when you just don't make the cut with your own mother or mother-like figure who is a perfectionist type, your facial expressions and body language will show that you have grown weary of one self-proclaimed perfection. You find yourself detaching from her when making mother feel good is the least of your concerns. You don't jump to do anything for her like you once did. You aren't interested in saying wonderful things to her face or behind her back. You couldn't care less about buying her gifts and don't feel guilty when you don't. You no longer care if something you said is carried back to her. You don't worry over whether she ever does anything nice for you again. You are simply sick and tired of feeling inadequate around her. She is always right, beautiful, and perfect in every way, while you are wrong in her sight. You are getting fat or are too skinny. You don't own anything substantial like she does. You don't spend and save money. You aren't smart like her. You don't dress like her. You feel like you are never good enough, and she harshly agrees. You really could get better at. You seriously need an upgrade. When was the last time you hit the gym? Do something with your hair. You know I would never act the way you do with my mom. Fix your attitude. Why did you buy that? You could have gotten. Her critical comments are endless. Make mother look good. Where you live, who you marry, how much you exercise, how long you visit, what you say, and other things are being scoped out by the self-centered mother for her approval. If you are attractive, kind, and loyal toward mom, she might have time for you. But don't think your partner is left out of mom's scrutiny. He or she's being carefully watched too. If your significant other is a successful athlete, corporate executive, attorney, doctor, business owner, or something else that mom finds prestigious, successful, impressive, he or she will get the perfectionist thumbs up. The date will also get a double thumbs up if he or she's handsome, charming, beautiful, has a nice voice, generous with time, money, and more. Mother will find the gentleman or young lady worth sitting down and talking to. If this person knows how to flatter her and make her feel at ease in her presence. But if this person doesn't communicate well and make mom feel good, she doesn't have too much to say. So she will spend time watching his or her mannerisms to get an idea on how this person might be treating her daughter or son. But let's just say that she finds fault with the date. The perfectionist mother's not going to keep quiet about it. She may tell her son or daughter's date to his or her face or behind one's back, I don't like what I'm seeing. I don't feel comfortable with what I'm hearing. You might want to think twice about dating. Now, if the date or spouse were to boldly cross the mother or smudge the family image, this person will not be encouraged to come back. Further, the mother might not encourage her puppet/robot child to stay in a relationship with a selfish, terrible, bad man or woman, especially when times get rough. Her grown child's partner offended mother, and she may never reveal what petty thing he said or did to her. She might even help her son or daughter break up with the date and seek someone else she feels is more compatible with her child. But another partner for her son or daughter may not be what a narcissistic mother has in mind when she hasn't been emotionally uplifted in quite some time. Instead, she just might want her kids near her while discouraging them from dating or marrying. Mom might repeatedly say things to get her children to draw near to her while they are in their intimate relationships with others. You can always stay with me or live nearby. You don't need her. Forget about him. I didn't like him anyway. You don't need to put up with that. As we all know, most relationships have difficulties, and rather than advise her children to figure things out on their own, she says, "If I were you, I would." In the Bible, we not only read about honoring one's parent, but in Ephesians 5:31, we are advised to leave your mother and father and cling to your wife. Far too many marriages end in divorce because sons and daughters do not heed this instruction. The self-important mom rather see her son or daughter divorce than to hear anything more from them about what they like or don't like in their spouse or partner. It is inconvenient for some of these mothers to counsel their children to stay in relationships, particularly when they are taking attention away from them. They become annoyed when their children's emotional stories aren't necessarily happy for them, when they are miserable in their own unions, unmarried, or divorced. Now, depending on what the mother might be benefiting from the relationship, she might be adamant that her daughter or son stay in it. Do you realize what this means if you two should break up? All the people I told about you both, the connections I made for you two, don't do this to me. We have worked too hard for you to divorce again. You stick it out with this man or woman. Think money, you don't have much and I can't give you anything. I don't think you will ever find another like him or her, says mother. With this sort of advice, the woman or man controlled by his or her mother just might stay in an emotionally and or physically abusive relationship because he or she doesn't want to burden mother and family. Meanwhile, the mother doesn't want to help her children any longer, and she definitely doesn't want them returning back home to her, especially if the relationship is rocky. Remember, for the I can do no wrong type of mom, her family must be a reflection of her ideology. Of course, no one wants their children to stick it out with someone who hurts them. But for the self-absorbed mother, it isn't about her children. It is about how she feels. I feel like he is good for you. I feel like this will work. I feel like you are giving him a hard time. I feel like she really loves you. I feel like you can do better. I feel like he isn't the one, mother warns, but all her I feel talk is based on swinging things in a direction that is most benefiting to her and her enabling spouse partner. So if one can be a help to mom, she will suggest coming home. If one is not the favorite and she doesn't really care that much for her son or daughter, she will instruct him or her to stay away in subtle or bold ways. Don't offend perfect mother. She holds on to offenses and doesn't let them go, even though she will tell the world, I forgive and forget. No, mom doesn't. There are many fathers that spent years trying to have quality relationships with their sons and daughters, but due to unresolved issues in these perfect victims' minds, there are no healthy connections. Hurt sons and daughters are bombarded with hate dad speech. They are cautioned not to visit, live, call their fathers. They are told about everything wrong with their dads while family secrets linger. Relatives that witness the strife usually have a version of the stories that looks a lot different than the self-righteous mother's recollection of events. As children grow older and meet new people, the matriarchs of the family give their children's partners specific instructions on what they expect from them. When they don't make mother's life less stressful, like caring for her children so that they don't come back home to stay, while adding to her fantasy world, they are hated. I told you to care for my daughter. Son, I don't want to hear another thing about you hurting my child or else. I don't want any of my children coming back home, so I tell their spouses to deal with them. I'm not going to tolerate my child coming to me about another thing you said or did. The mother tells her children's spouses. Her sons and daughters might have forgiven their partners for past offenses, but these narcissistic moms are still groveling over past disrespect, inconveniences, grief, expenses, and the like. You are never to disrupt their fantasies or expose their delusions with your personal difficulties. Handle them, the perfectionist mother warns, or I will handle you. Many men and women enter into their date's family, not realizing that he or she will be judged just like the matriarch's children, if not worse. Don't think her adult children and grandchildren are not under mother's watchful eyes. If they are self-sufficient, polite, helpful, and thoughtful, they are welcome anytime as long as they aren't a burden to her. Look unattractive, display laziness, ignorance, rude, other negative mannerisms, and you and your family will give this type of mother and relative something to talk about. A mother who believes herself to be things like all-knowing, perfect, better than others, more intelligent than most, and God's gift to this earth will be sure to spread the news about your imperfect children and partner. These mothers want those around them to contribute to their worlds, give them special treatments, compliment them and their things, and when people don't, they will treat them rudely. Stop adorning, flattering, and or buying a mother like this and watch how her personality changes towards you and your family. Consider her distance from your household or infrequent phone calls a blessing. This is not the kind of mother that you will be able to sit comfortably around. People that are very much into themselves and expect the world to revolve around them are labeled narcissists by psychologists. Narcissistic mothers don't see their role as a mother as life's biggest gift. It's a burden they didn't expect, according to an article titled Narcissistic Mothers by Cindy Lopez over at psychcentral.com. They thought they were creating little mini-me's. They didn't take into account the fact that somewhere around age two, these spiteful, ungrateful, in their minds, little creatures start to develop their own individual personalities and wills of their own. For the rest of us, that's the best part of being a mom, watching our children grow into increasingly independent, confident, free-thinking individuals. For the narcissistic mother, each step away from her is an absolute act of betrayal. Mom got it all wrong when she thought she could raise robots slash servants slash puppets rather than children. But her innate desire to be superior, along with what she hoped would be obedient children, grandchildren, in-laws, and the like to aid in her perfection, is what eventually caused the demise of her fantasy world of what she thought family ought to be. Some mothers worked hard to give children everything they didn't get when they were younger. Regrettably, they spoiled children during the process, then later resented them for their ungrateful attitudes and disrespectful conduct. Some of these wishful thinking moms thought they could secure a place in their children's lives by buying love and affection. Money and gifts might have won some favor with children for a while, but when the generosity stopped, so did the favor. That's because oftentimes self-absorbed mothers who do this are not doing it from a loving place, but for opportunity. They want to be able to call on children to perform for them when needed. I thank you so much for listening to an excerpt out of chapter 3 of Tell Me Mother You're Sorry. No one is perfect but God. Please do get the book, Tell Me Mother You're Sorry, by Nicole McGuire. Please check the description box for the link to the book. If you haven't subscribed to YouTube NM Enterprise 7, please do. And also, we welcome donations. To God be the glory.